Welcome back. Glad you're along. We have a wonderful program for you tonight. Lots of fascinating information. Hope you had a great day today. Back with us tonight, fresh from an appearance in Europe where he spoke at the Nexus Magazine International Conference there. We'll hear a little bit more about that in just a moment, is Dr. Richard Sauter, Ph.D., who is certainly rather legendary in the field of so-called alternative news. And his book, Underground Bases and Tunnels, continues to be mentioned by anybody talking about the issue of underground facilities. His sequel to that, Underwater and Underground Bases, was another fascinating book. He has other books out there as well. You can click on his name or just remember Sauderzone, SauderZone.com, and go there. But Richard is an absolutely unparalleled expert in underground bases. He knows as much as anybody knows outside of those dark circles of people who are doing many of the underground installation building around the country and around the world, for that matter. And we're going to talk to Richard on a future program about this whole issue of going underground. That's where a lot of the action is. But let's get to tonight's business, and that is grand theft, larceny, fraud on a scale perhaps unimaginable, and certainly, historically speaking, probably unduplicated in recorded history. And that is the theft of taxpayer money by this incompetent and all too competent machine we call the United States government. Welcome back, Richard. How are you?
Thank you, Jeff. I'm doing well.
How was the conference over there?
Well, you know, the Nexus conference was great. I have to really congratulate Duncan Rhodes, who will be on the program later this evening, who's the editor of Nexus Magazine, and his entire crew. It was wonderful. I found that the mindset and the intelligence of the people who attended the conference was very inspiring. A diverse group from all around the world, from Europe, from Australia, from New Zealand, from the United States, and other countries as well. And a whole bunch of different topics were covered, from contemporary conspiracies to free energy. Chris Dunn spoke, Jerry Decker spoke, of course, Duncan Rhodes spoke, I spoke, Valerie Uvarov was there from Russia, and it was just a great time. Amsterdam is a wonderful city, and I was privileged to be invited to speak. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And, of course, this past weekend, I was at the first annual X conference in Washington, D.C., sponsored by Stephen Bassett. And we were just overrun by a horde of people. Far more people attended the conference than any of us had even expected to show up. It was, I think it reflects a thirst for information on the part of the public, both in the case of the people who attended the Nexus conference and also the people who attended the X conference.
Right.
It's so hard to get solid information, real information, that's not propaganda, that's not disinformation, from the mass news media these days. And so people are seeking out alternate venues, alternate sources of information. And so you'll find them showing up at conferences like the Nexus conference or the X conference. And so it's reassuring to see that there are still people who are interested in thinking independently and who can think analytically, who can look at the situation, put together some basic facts, and come to a different conclusion than the propaganda artists, Machiavellian artists who are pulling the disinformation strings from Washington and London and other places around the planet.
Even in the alternative world of information, it's not easy because there's a lot of mix in that as well. Those who would have us not find reality have certainly populated the net with any number of people with keyboards whose job it is to go out there and throw material out that may be 90-80% truth and 20% spin, just to keep people, again, a little bit unfocused. But that's life on the net.
You've dealt with this, without mentioning any names, you've dealt with this sort of issue very recently on your program. And it is a problem. And what I would say to those listening is, you know, it's not easy, but you must develop mature discernment so you know when you are getting information that is solid and when someone is feeding you a line, stringing you along, trying to shovel you a pile of disinformation. So what this means is people really do need to think critically and analytically. They need to read widely and deeply.
And they also need, Richard, to ultimately consult that inner voice, which so many people forget about. That'll tell you, in most cases, what's real and what's not. It'll help you lead, I think, many others as well. We've got to stay connected to that inner voice, which is
yes,
so
you
smart.
Do. But having said that, not everyone's inner voice is as reliable as everyone else's.
Well, that's the idea. Right, right.
If you're not used to using your inner voice...
Correct.
You will, when you seek to listen inside, at first you may not hear your inner voice. You may hear other voices that were put inside of you without you knowing,
right,
without you being aware of it, without you realizing it, without you reflecting on it. And for someone who is not used to peering deeply within themselves or inquiring deeply into the true nature of reality, the beginning of such a process of inquiry can be very confusing. And all I can say is it is not an easy process. It's something you never finish with once you begin. The trick is to begin it. As you go along, you get better. You come to know yourself better. You come to be able to recognize the true from the false,
right,
with greater ease. But you always have to... you always have to keep a BS filter in your mind, if you will.
Big time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Tonight's topic is going to be a little different. We're not into underground bases and tunnels. We'll do that on another program soon. But this issue is so horrific that few people really even begin to grab hold of it. They see the figures go by in the mainstream and the alternative media, one story after another, this or that or the other thing. The dollar figures, people are so numbed and desensitized to the dollar figures now, Richard. It's hard for people to understand what $1 billion is, what $50 billion, what $100, what $1 trillion is, what $6 trillion is. They're just numbers. They're just
words.
Well,
you know, Jeff, part of the problem is, and I'm sure that you and some, perhaps many of your listeners, will understand what I'm saying when I refer to the problem of innumeracy in America. Innumeracy being something like illiteracy. If you're illiterate, you have trouble reading and writing,
right,
basic language. If you are innumerate, if you will, you have problems doing basic arithmetic operations, because you are unable to perform arithmetic, multiplication, division, subtraction with any degree of facility. And this will also contribute to the inability to understand numbers, what they mean, their magnitude, their size, their significance. And with the general dumbing down of America, with the growing number of people, incredibly, who are coming out of high school, and in some cases, which is astonishing, even out of college, semi-literate or almost functionally illiterate, and also with an inability to easily do or perform basic mathematical operations. This means that in this kind of climate, these types of black budget shenanigans can go on, and a growing percentage of the population are oblivious. They simply do not understand what's happening and the significance of it. And if you attempt to inform them, they're simply unable to understand what's happening and what it means for their lives and the lives of everyone else they know and see around them. That's a shame, and it's a great travesty. Unfortunately, the foxes are guarding the hen house. They've invaded and taken over the hen house, and the hens are so thoroughly and deeply in the dark that they're incapable of reacting to this perilous situation, and that's where we find ourselves today, unfortunately.
Nicely said, and all too true. Innumeracy. There's a word I haven't heard before, but it certainly is applicable. We've been numbed so many times by the numbers game that most people just blink.
Let me tell you how I got onto this. Of course, as you alluded to at the outset of the program, I for the last several years have been researching, write about, and giving public talks and interviews on the topic of underground bases and tunnels, and more recently, underwater or undersea bases and tunnels. But as I've gone along and done this research, of course, I've combed through a lot of financial and budgetary information. And somewhere along in this process, I became aware that the Pentagon cannot account for truly vast sums of money in the range of trillions of dollars. Now, that's bad enough. But more recently, as I have pursued this research, I've become aware that the Pentagon is far from the only federal agency who has this type of problem. The magnitude of the problem may be greater at the Pentagon by dint of its very large budget, but this is a problem that is also found in other federal agencies and departments.
Indeed. Let me ask you to pause.
The magnitude later.
Right. Good. Hold on right there, if you would, Richard. We have a break to do. Very important point. Dr. Sauter has set the stage. Stay tuned. You're going to hear numbers, figures that are preposterously huge, and then some. Be right back. My first guest tonight is Dr. Richard Sauter, Ph.D., and we're talking about graft and corruption on a scale, well, let's not forget the word incompetence, on a scale that probably has never been duplicated, even proportionally or in terms of the time in which you want to compare. It's just ridiculous. Under Dr. Sauter's name at the top of my homepage, rents.com, you'll see a word there called links. Please click on that, and you will see a few links to check with as we go through the program tonight. These will solidify the information we're going to put on the table. Go ahead, Richard.
Well, you know, Jeff, I for a long time was just oblivious to this. It simply was not on my mental horizon. But I suddenly realized that trillions of dollars go unaccounted for in the so-called United States government, the federal budget, and no one seems to know where this money is, what has been done with it, who has it, or even how much it amounts to in the aggregate. But I keep seeing this figure of trillions missing in some of these articles that have been popping up in the popular press, in the mass media in recent years. The picture that's coming into focus for me is of, and try to wrap your mind around this idea, the idea of the so-called United States federal government as a massive criminal syndicate, and the federal budgetary process is a massive organized crime in progress. I don't know any other way to describe the theft of trillions of dollars than in that way.
No, me neither.
And it's enough to make a mafia don blush, because the scale of the theft is staggering in its chutzpah, you know, the sheer brazenness of it. A mafia don may dream of skimming, you know, a few millions from the horses or, you know, numbers racket or something like that. But, Jeff, to skim trillions of dollars, now that takes brass you know what.
I hear you.
And it's going on as we speak. You know, getting back to the Pentagon, Tim Weiner, back in the late 1980s, wrote a book entitled Blank Check, subtitled The Pentagon's Black Budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he worked for the Philadelphia Inquirer at that time, and won a Pulitzer Prize for this book, which is quite well done. And in Blank Check, Weiner went through and assiduously researched the budgetary information for the Pentagon, and he calculated that the black budget for the Pentagon on an annual basis in the 1980s, as of 1986, was about $36 billion per year.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, and even nowadays, many people consider Tim Weiner's book to be, you know, the definitive book about the black budget. But what I'm coming to realize is, no, it is not a definitive book. It is not the definitive book. What Tim Weiner has done is barely grazed the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
Because when he's talking about $36 billion per year, he's talking about a few dozen billion dollars per year. And while that's a lot of money by the standards of ordinary life for most of so-called ordinary mortals, it's comparative peanuts compared to this figure of trillions of dollars. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
The day before the attacks on 9/11 in 2001, Donald Rumsfeld, the current Secretary of Defense in the Bush administration, made some public remarks in which he conceded that, according to some estimates, the Pentagon cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions. Now, this story was covered by the CBS Evening News, albeit a little belatedly, I believe, at a delay of about three months or so. It never got much play at all in the press because it was completely overwhelmed by the politically, cataclysmic events of the following day, and we're still feeling the many negative aftershocks from the events of 9/11 right down to this evening. So this got buried at the very bottom of the news cycle. You have to wonder if that wasn't by intent.
Yeah, you do. We'll ponder that for a moment or two. Come right back with more with Dr. Richard Sauter, and take a look at those links while we're away here. Look at them and click on them and read some of them. We'll be back. Welcome back. For those of you not online, some of the links that Dr. Sauter has presented tonight, when you click on links below his name if you are online, are just amazing. And these are just a smattering of the stories like this. Lost trust. Billions go unaccounted. There's one. NASA costs can't be verified, GAO report says. Another one. Why is $59 billion missing from HUD? Government fails fiscal financial test. War on waste, $2.3 trillion unaccounted for. Military waste under fire, $1 trillion missing. These are just, again, just a tiny sample of the stories of this vein that we've seen over the years. And it's just like there's an open door on the bank vault, and these people are running in and running out as fast as they can.
You know, Jeff, it's like there's a parallel universe. It's as if there's a parallel society to the one that we all know, move in, live in, work in on a daily basis. And vast amounts of money are being siphoned out of this so-called ordinary universe that you and I and presumably the majority of your listeners inhabit. It's being sucked out of our wallets and purses. It's being sucked out of our bank accounts. It's being sucked out of our lives to our common impoverishment, and is going to agencies, organizations, individuals, actors, unknown and not easily knowable. But it's huge. It's just the amount of money that's being funneled out of our lives to our mutual detriment is just stunningly huge. It's interesting, for example, you mentioned NASA, and this story popped up on the Internet just about a week and a half ago. It's very recent.
Mm-hmm.
This was on USA Today. And the government auditors, this is from the General Accounting Office, actually said that NASA's accounting systems are so convoluted, they can't figure out what amount of money was applied to the International Space Station and what went to the shuttle program. In other words, they looked at NASA's books, and they don't know where the money is going.
It's amazing.
In other words, if government auditors who do one thing and one thing only, mm-hmm. and that is examine the books of government agencies, look at the books of an agency such as NASA and can't tell where the money is, what amount of it, and which programs it's being allotted to, then that means, you know, the fix is in, clearly.
Right. All right. The big question is it NASA incompetence, the bad books, or, and I'll vote the latter.
No, I don't think it's incompetence. I'm getting around to the point where I'm more and more persuaded what we're looking at is massive criminality, and I reiterate, on a scale that the mafia can only daydream about.
This is
huge. And
I agree.
It goes to the heart of American government, which is said by many to be the best system that humankind have ever devised. But I'm coming to see that it may be perhaps more accurately described as the most larcenous system of government ever devised.
Mm-hmm.
The scale of this theft is just mind-boggling. Now, look at this other article I have, which says that Rumsfeld inherits financial mess. This is by Kelly Patricia O'Meara. And she begins writing for Insight magazine, by the way, which I believe is affiliated with the Washington Times newspaper. And she begins by saying, every year, trillions of dollars are unaccounted for by federal agencies. She goes on to say that $4.4 trillion in adjustments to the Pentagon's books had to be cooked to compile the required financial statements. This was in the year 2001.
Uh-huh.
And that $1.1 trillion of that amount simply could not be found. No one knows where it is, who has it, what it was used for. It has just vanished. Poof! That's millions of dollars.
It just doesn't compute for most people.
You know, Insight magazine, in another article recently, had the cheek, if you will, to say that that they are convinced the United States government doesn't cook its books. They went on to say that the government is honest enough to admit that it just doesn't know where the money went. But I beg to differ.
I would shout to differ.
Yes. After reading so many of these articles, one after the other, in recent years, it's clear to me that there are very well-organized criminal syndicates that are looting the United States. Is it Michael Rivera who has said that the last official act of any government is to loot the nation?
I think he did say that, and if he didn't, somebody wise
yes,
thinker did.
Yes, I've seen it on his website, and whether he said it or not, it doesn't matter. I like it. And
well, they're looting
us, all
right.
If that's not what we're seeing going on in these so-called United States of America, because the scale of this is alarming. And you know, the standard of living for the people in the United States has been declining in recent years and decades. And Jeff, I've got to think that if you pull trillions of dollars out of the people's wallets and mm-hmm. pockets and mm-hmm. bank accounts mm-hmm. and trust funds, just suck that amount of wealth out of the commonweal of the American public, it can only do one thing, and that is contribute to their eventual impoverishment. And then when you look around this country, you can see that this process indeed is underway. And it is most dismaying, most disappointing. I'm wondering why more people don't see what's happening and why there isn't a general hue and cry. The thieves are out and about, and they are acting under the color of government to steal our money.
And they're doing it with impunity, too.
With impunity.
All right. It truly is something that it's very hard to get your mental arms around. It's so big. And back in just a couple minutes with Dr. Richard Sauter. Okay, back with Dr. Richard Sauter. This first hour, we're taking a look at the unprecedented theft, the looting of America. And I have to agree with you, Richard, on that. The way the country has been shepherded down the road to second-rate status at best would certainly raise suspicions that the looting is on, the end of something is near, and the system is obviously going to have to be rebuilt from the ground up at some point. It's not rehabilitatable, I don't think, at this point in time. Go ahead.
It's well advanced, and it's like watching a train wreck in progress. At a certain point, you can't hope to stop it. You have to stand back and let it run its course, and then try to salvage what you can from the wreckage.
Right. I think that's where we're at.
I do, too. It's unfortunately so many people have been asleep at the switch that it's probably too far along to arrest the process to any meaningful degree at this point. I would say that I want people to understand this is not just a Pentagon issue, though the Pentagon is certainly first among equals in this regard. It extends to other agencies. NASA, HUD, you know, the Housing Department of Housing and Urban Development, even into the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Interior Department, where the Native American Trust Fund, which was established back in the 19th century to, in theory, give Native Americans royalties from the timber, mineral wealth, you know, petroleum, coal, uranium, copper, silver, gold, whatever, that was extracted from their lands by industry to funnel a certain percentage of this money back to them through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Well, Jeff, this has not been happening, not at all to the extent that was set out in the federal regulations. And the amount of money that has been skimmed off, no one knows. It's certainly in the tens of billions of dollars, but for all anyone knows, in the hundreds of billions, or who knows, maybe in the trillions. The Indians have been trying to find out for years. They've been through federal court. They've been through congressional committees, to administrative courts, and et cetera, with no relief. Members of cabinet secretaries have been found in contempt of court, and on and on it goes.
But no indictments, no account. This is the age of non-accountability. Here's accountability. Martha Stewart. We're going to show this.
Well, she took a heavy fall.
Yeah.
She took a heavy fall for something that in the grand scheme of things is really very minor. Meanwhile, there are trillions that go missing and unaccounted for and really very little examined and discussed in the mass media. And, of course, there are reasons for that. What I'm asking myself is, where is this money actually going and what's being done with it? Of course, my research suggests that at least some of it, and so I know maybe a lot of it, is going into clandestine underground bases and tunnels and undersea bases and tunnels. And I set out, this discussion, this argument in my books for those who want to read them. But then we have other operations, like chemtrails. And then we have rumors that have been floating around about an alleged parallel or clandestine space program where the real exciting action is taking place with NASA as a, so to speak, a diversionary show-and-tell act.
That's right.
And I, you know, when I read this article about the unaccounted for, untraceable billions at NASA, the GAO goes in at NASA, they look at the books and essentially say, hey, we can't figure it out. We don't know which money is going where and in what amount. That clearly says that NASA is up to something that they're trying to hide. Now, what might that something be? Well, that's really hard to say, but clearly there's a shell game going on there of the first degree.
You know, Richard, I want to say one thing about that. Knowing the mindset of the military,
yes,
which is what NASA really is, it's CIA, yes, it is. Military, always has been, why wouldn't they run a second clandestine black ops program, which is so far ahead of this one, which is nothing more than a public relations sop, really?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they, if they've got unlimited money and they've got the technology?
Exactly. I've pondered this in recent years, and so have other people. And my opinion is that I would give you better than 50% odds that they are doing it. For example, someone is flying these big black triangles. You've certainly mentioned these on your program and on your website, and so have others. People do see them. The Belgian Air Force back in the 1990s actually was chasing these things around Belgium, and some reasonably good pictures and video were taken of them. I'm wondering if at least some of them may not be operating out of a clandestine aerospace program that's running out of the, black ops of the American military-industrial complex.
I think we have some kind of very advanced flying platform. I don't believe all of these are ours by any stretch of the imagination. But some of the there are so many dozens and dozens, scores of different kinds of craft we see up there that are unidentifiable. And certainly a significant portion of them are probably the result of these trillions of dollars.
Well, you know, there have been rumblings for years about secret missions to the moon and to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing these rumors. They pop up here and there on the Internet, in conversation, in books, in magazine articles. And I'm inclined to think that there could be some truth to some of these stories. It's very hard to say. You know, the compartmentalization in the black world is so tight that if you're not in the compartment where a program is taking place, you're not going to know anything about it. One of the things that I mentioned in my speech to the Nexus Conference in Amsterdam and again at the X Conference last weekend in Washington, D.C., was that in the book Silent War by John Pena Craven, who was the head of the Navy's undersea special ops program during the Cold War, John P. Craven mentioned how these compartmentalized programs work. They have layers of secrecy. The top level will be comprised of a publicly known program, like the Polaris nuclear missile firing submarine.
Sure.
But below that, compartmentalized below that will be layers of secrecy going down. Using the Polaris submarine program as a cover. Now, someone who's caught up in this black world, joins it, signs on the dotted line, will take vows or oaths of secrecy so airtight that not even their family members will know what they're doing. Not even their wife will be told. She will know, or in the case of a husband, he, that their spouse goes off to work and does thus and so. In fact, that will be a lie. The cover story will be so airtight that the person with the clearance will be able to account for their activities and their whereabouts all day, every day, 365 days a year, and it will all be an outward lie. You follow me, Jeff?
Sure do.
And evidently we have many thousands of people walking around in our society living the most massive lies possible on a scale that's mind-numbing.
Yeah.
Lying to their children, lying to their wife, lying to their neighbors, lying to their colleagues. telling lies on top of lies to everyone. That's the world we live in. And I have to believe that many of these missing trillions of dollars are going into that Byzantine labyrinth of lies that this society has spun. And we are paying, literally paying, a staggeringly heavy price for that.
Well, when you work and end up working until July before you get to take anything home, all the rest of it goes to the feds and all of this, there's no wonder that the money is there for them to do with as they will. And they'll take it, and they have been, and it's getting worse. And I really like your thought about how when things get toward the end, maybe it was at Mike Rivero's site, but the looting begins, and it does appear that that's going on here at an increasing rate. Now, you're a past master, and we're going to talk more about underground facilities later, maybe not too far down the road, I hope. But this money, a lot of it is clearly going underground, enormous amounts.
Yes, I think it is. And how much of it, I can't begin to say. Jeff, if I knew, I would say.
I know you would.
And Lord knows I have looked and tried to find out. I have even asked people on occasion who I thought might be able to give some type of coherent response. I think that what's going on is so out of control that even those with some knowledge of what is happening themselves cannot say exactly where all the money is going and what is being done with it. We are in the proverbial hall of mirrors. There was an article which I referenced on the links list under my name on your website there, entitled Paint It Black. It appeared some years ago in the late 90s on a website called MetroActive.com.
Coming up on a minute to go.
Yes, and it has one sentence in it that is so sweet, I just want to read it.
Yeah.
It says, the black budget operates without constitutional authority or broad congressional oversight and is a hive of absurdly speculative and astonishingly expensive hallucination. I couldn't have said it better myself.
No, that's wonderful. Wow. Well, thank you, Richard, for opening the door and letting us all take a peek in there. God only knows what's going on the other side in full. We just get an
it's
idea.
It's way out of control, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree. All right, my friend, whenever you're ready to do another installment on Underground, let me know, and you're back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Richard. Okay. Richard Sauter, PhD. Trillions and trillions gone. Okay, be right back with more in just a few minutes.